Hi, this is Steve Weeks, creator of the geocaching rock band, The Travel Bugs. You are listening to Geocaching Down Under, the awesome podcast about geocaching, with your host, See My Shell.
Guys, See My Shell here, and welcome to a very special episode of the Geocaching Down Under podcast, recorded live on this, the 27th of March in 2020, of course. And before we begin, you may have noticed there's a little intro there. That's right. And the start of the podcast is a little intro. And that's a big thanks, a huge thanks to the Travel Bugs. They're actually a geocaching rock band, believe it or not, for supplying the intro to us. And if you want to see the Travel Bugs live, you can, but you've got to make your way over to the headquarters event in Seattle. So that's another reason why to get to Seattle, because you'll see the Travel Bugs are like performing live. So that's pretty cool. Now, before I welcome our co-host tonight and our special guest, I'd like to say this. This is on behalf of myself and behalf of special guest Ziggy AU and also Geocaching New South Wales. And that is, it's a bit of a disclaimer, people. This here is just the voice and opinions of a group of people. That's all it is. All right. This is not rules. This is not regulation. This is not law. This didn't come from headquarters. Although there's parts in here that came from reviewers. I must say that. I'll stipulate that. But this is not. This is just our advice and our thoughts and our opinions. Everyone's got their own opinion, and let's make it fun. What do you reckon? So anyway, without further ado, I'm going to chat to the one and only. I've had her on before as well. Good old Ziggy AU. G'day, Eva. How are you going?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me so we can talk about this really important topic.
Well, it is in this day and age. Man, it's come on us pretty quick too. We'll get into it.
Well, certainly the restrictions and the lockdowns and the isolations seem to have come around pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And isolations for some. Hello. This is my day 10 today for me that I've been by myself in my house, no one else around, and just so day 10.
We're all here to chat with you so that you don't go bananas.
I'm already stir crazy. We all knew that. Geez, nothing's changed there. I might actually go sane. That's the difference. Yes, exactly. All right, before we get a start, we're going to talk about some of the actual geocaching events and some big news with all local events. If you did not know, all local events have now been archived by the reviewers. That's right. So all local events, I think within the next, I think it's 3 or 4 months, I do believe.
It's only a couple of months, because I know that I've still got a celebration one that's in August, and they haven't canned that yet.
No. They've cancelled up to May. I know that because I had one of mine cancelled in May as well. I had an event, a celebration event for May 8th day.
Exactly.
So if you guys have had your events cancelled, so be it. Look, at the end of the day, it is what it is, and we're better off being socially isolated anyway. Now, don't forget, if you actually had the community celebration event, it hasn't been archived or cancelled. It's been retracted. So what that means for you guys is that it goes back on your list, and you can, once this thing's all done and it's all finished and we can go back out and have fun again, you can place your community event back in wherever you want to do it and get it republished from there. So you haven't lost the community event. So make sure everyone is well aware of that. All right. Now the big events we have. So we had coming up in April was the GeoVenture 2020 in Millicent, South Australia. Let me just get my banners up for you guys. That one there has been postponed. They made an official announcement. The GeoVenture 2020 in Easter has been postponed. GC82DAN was the GC code. I do believe it was postponed to more towards the end of the year, maybe even August, September.
I think they were looking for October long weekend.
October long weekend. There you go. You know more than me, which is cool. Also, the next one, WA Goes Big, has been officially cancelled. So, unfortunately, that one there is not going ahead. It's not postponed. It's actually officially been cancelled. We have the Oz GMSR in Kempsey, and that was in the beginning of the July weekend school holidays. That's been postponed. That's GC8G3HT. GC8G3HT being postponed. That's been postponed for 12 months. So that one's going to go ahead, I think, I do believe, in July in 2021 rather than 2020. A bit like the Olympics, actually. The other ones we have to look at is the HQ event. That one in there is still at Watch and Act. So because that's in further down the track in August, that's still a Watch and Act. We have the Geo Woodstock in Canada, GC86VDF. That's also at Watch and Act as well. We have the New Zealand 2020, also Watch and Act, GC87777. And finally, the Victorian Mega in Whittlesea is also at Watch and Act, GC8EW40. Now, Ziggy, let's be honest. It's got to be finished before August, September, like, you know, crossing
fingers. Well, it's all about doing the right thing now so that we do take it on the chin now and do the hard stuff now so that we can be over it quicker and then we can all be back out playing. But we need to have, I think what they're saying, 80% people participating in proper isolation, and then we may actually be able to get through this quicker. If you don't do that, then it's going to be prolonged longer and longer and longer.
Exactly. And let's think about it this way, people, and understand it this as well, and that is that I see things like, you know, oh, no, I can go out and get groceries, I can do this, even though I'm actually residing with a return traveller. No, you can't. It's a positive. If you've had a connection with a return traveller, if you're hosting a return traveller in their isolation as well, you can't go out. You know, that was the rules stipulated. People don't understand that, do they? They don't understand the connection.
But the thing is that it's all new for people and they're still going to learn. And so without being too harsh on people, and you do want them to get their message the first time round, some people just need to get the hang of it. Even the social distancing in the supermarket, people aren't so, you know, they're not getting it just right yet. But we can work towards it. By the end of the next couple of weeks, we'll be perfect at it. It'll be great. But, you know, we also have to cut people a bit of slack too, and just so everyone can learn together how to manage this.
Exactly. Now, I'll quickly throw to YouTube. We have Matty RX, Matty Rickson. He's there saying, but Trump says everything is going to be fine by Easter. Well, you know what? If it is, it is. But I kind of doubt it. Meanwhile, guys, if you've already put in your will attends, though, in those big events that we just discussed and they've been postponed or cancelled, etc., Ziggy, people shouldn't just, like, get refunds and just pocket the money. They should actually still go at some point in time.
Well, look, part of the – if you have the financial means to be able to do this, it will still help those communities where we would have travelled to. You can maintain your booking – and just hang it over until the new dates are announced. That's also going to give those accommodation places some confidence as well to know that they will have some forward bookings in the future.
Exactly. Well, I actually did that myself. I had bookings, obviously, as people, if you don't know where, I've got a lovely lady called Alana, and she was coming over in May, the 1st of May she was coming here. She's obviously cancelled her trip over in May, so it's going to be long before I see her next. But I'd actually planned two airfare tickets from Ballina to Sydney, and then from Sydney to Western Australia to Perth, and we're going to go over to see the Quokkas, you see, on Rottnest Island. Rottnest Island is a quarantine centre now, but, but that's what we were going to do. So I've managed to now postpone. I haven't cancelled, just postponed it, and I've got credit vouchers. You know, from the airlines and credit vouchers from the hotels as well. So, because I've said to both the airlines and hotels, look, I just want a credit voucher. I don't want actually a refund, you know, because the money's already there. So I'm going to go back at some point in time. So we'll see how it goes. All right, guys, I'm going to get some music together and we can hear you typing furiously.
It's really I can't remember anything. I've got to write it down.
A pen and paper, do it old school. All right, here's some music and then we'll get back to this official interview with Ziggy AU. And thanks to also Geocaching New South Wales for this awesome stuff. Stand by. All right, people, We are back, and we are back talking with the one and only Ziggy AU, part of the Geocaching New South Wales committee, actually the vice president of the committee as well. Now, before we start, I'm going to put this message out there, and this is a message from directly from the Australian reviewers. That's right, all of the Australian reviewers. If you guys are on Facebook, make sure you have a look at the Australian reviewers Facebook page. And like it and follow it. They don't post much, but what they do post is what they need to post. In other words, things like this. So I'm going to quickly read it out. If I start talking too quick, Ziggy, can you just let me know? Because I
give you a bit of a...
Give me a...
Sorry, that way.
Exactly. You know what I'm like. Yeah. All right. This is directly from the Aussie reviewers. They say, as you would all be aware, we are currently in the middle of the crisis with the COVID-19 pandemic upon us. Government and health authorities are encouraging us to stay at home and shutting down all essential activities. Unfortunately, publishing geocaches leads to non-essential travel, something that the various state governments and the National Cabinet and Prime Minister have all asked Australians to stop. To that end, the Australian Volunteer Reviewers and Geocaching HQ have agreed to suspend the publishing of new caches in Australia until the crisis is over. I do believe it's New Zealand too, by the way. And currently recommendations are lifted by the relevant state and governments. So we also need to implore that you reconsider the need to travel in line with advice for any existing geocaches and ensure that you are meeting all local requirements, Z. So that's some of the message. What do you pertain to that?
Yeah, look, it sounds pretty clear to me that they're doing it for the best interests of the caches, the best interests of the community in general. Although I have seen on Facebook across the course of the week that there are some caches who are saying, yeah, but can I do this? Can I do that? Really, this is not a time to, you know, try and find loopholes on how to get out and find a cache. This is much bigger than just a little game that we play.
I actually saw on the New South Wales Police website as well, and it said, if you have to ask, then you probably shouldn't. I thought that was a really good quote. If you have to ask, you probably shouldn't. All right, I'm going to go on to say, because what they said at the end is quite good too. So they said, if you have a cache in the queue currently, so you'll be receiving a note from the reviewer outlining what needs to happen. Just because we're not publishing new caches for the foreseeable future does not mean that everything will stop. Reviewers will be available to help test a new idea for a challenge cache or question if a cache idea, like an idea for a cache, fits within the guidelines. If you have a question, please reach out to us. We wish you all the greatest of health over the next few weeks and hope to see you all out on the trail again very, very soon. And that's signed by the Aussie Reviewer team. I thought that was that whole post really makes it clear in my mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look, it's very straightforward.
Yeah, and they are very, very approachable, guys. Look, if you want to have a question, if you've got coming up with a cache idea, and we're going to talk in this very soon, you've got a cache idea coming up while you're in isolation and you want to go, you know what, that's a great idea for a puzzle, that's a great idea for a challenge, you know, I know exactly where I want to place the cache, for instance, you know, you can actually submit a location inquiry to make sure that it's within the or outside the 161 radius as well. So they're extremely helpful, our Aussie reviewers, and we're very, very excited to have them all on board. All right. So this week, Geocaching New South Wales, hosted by myself and ZAU as well, came up, and quite a few others, came up with these great ideas. Tell us, Ziggy, you were the one that first reached out to the committee and said, how about we do this? What made you think of geocaching-related things that you can do whilst in isolation?
There's some obvious things that people would come up with, but we wanted to give people a few other ideas that they could do that they may not have thought of previously, and just give them a bit of inspiration to give them a kick along and to make your isolation fun. You know, it doesn't have to be boring and dull, and you don't have to be pining for the days when you're out finding your FTFs. There's plenty of things that you can do. Plenty of things to do when you're not outside.
Exactly. Now, we actually have a reviewer in my ear at the moment, which is pretty cool. Tattooed Squared, he's on YouTube. He asks, can we still submit? And when it comes out, And I do believe that's a no. No, Gary, you cannot submit a cache for that purpose. You can do inquiries, as we said before, but you can't actually submit a cache itself. So if you do submit it, then you'll get a message back saying no submissions at all. So you can't actually submit a cache and leave it in the queue. Because can you imagine? We don't know how long this thing's going to go on for. You know what I mean? This thing goes on for 2 months. Can you imagine the length of that queue? Oh, my goodness. Like, that would be the poor reviewers. They were just like, where do we start? You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's going to be an amazing weekend. You imagine just what's going to happen that weekend when we're all let out and everyone's just going to go, psh, and it's
FPFs for everyone, FPFs for everyone.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, look, I've had people ask me things like, you know, what's going to happen to my streak? You know, let's be honest, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm 44 years of age. I'm quite fit. You know, I wouldn't worry me if I got this COVID-19 virus. Wouldn't worry me. Would hope so. But what worries me is me carrying a virus that I didn't know about, going out into the public in some way and giving it to other people, especially those that aren't immune, that have other issues that may, you know, and God forbid, may pass away from it. So it's more about that than it is for my own sake. So is your streak worth it? No.
It's not worth it. As Jacinda would say, behave like you have it. Imagine that you have it, and therefore you wouldn't go out and do anything and you know, consciously go and spread it. So behave like you've got it.
That's right. And if your streak ends, you know what? You've ended it in a good way. You know, you ended it because you were forcibly made to end it. You know, the government told me I cannot streak anymore. You know, I've got to stay inside naked. No, the different type of streak. Of course. Terrible.
All right. You'd keep that at home, would you?
I do. Actually, I'm not wearing pants at the moment, but anyway. All right, let's get on to this list, Ziggy. We made up this list, and people want to know all about this list. So the first one on the list is to solve puzzles.
Yeah, so I am totally not a big fan of puzzles. And so for me, puzzles are the kind of things that I always put aside and say, I'll leave that for another day.
Exactly.
Well, guess what? Now's the other day. Today's the time. So
I'll save it for a rainy day. You know, think of it as a rainy day. Yeah.
Exactly. So as much as I struggle with these things, now if you have no other distractions and you're still able to have a roof over your head and eat food, then you now have the freedom to, you know, actually explore these and put some proper brain power into them and not just go, oh, it's all too hard. I can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm holding up now for those who are just listening to this in the podcast. I'm actually holding up a book, and the book is called How to Puzzle Cache by Cully Long. Now, a lot of people in Australia have got one of these. I think Cully Long was actually at the Oz Geo Muster last year and was selling these books because these are the new books. And look at this. Look, he's even signed mine. Craig, happy puzzling. Unbeknownst to him, I don't solve that many puzzles.
Well, the other thing you can do, which is the next item on our list, is that's to create new puzzles. So one of the things I really love is that geocaches come from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. And I've found some really fun, clever puzzles that are done by people who have certain passions in life. And so they bring those other things into geocaching, and we all get to, you know, learn from their experience. So, like, say you're into flying, you know, you might make a puzzle based on fixes. Or if you're a D&D player, you know, you might do a Dungeons & Dragons style puzzle or something like that.
Sorry, when you said D&D, my mind went elsewhere. Dungeons & Dragons, sorry, my bad.
Oh, you're going to get with the kids, Craig.
I'm by myself.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's something you're going to have to learn, how to play 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons. Oh, but anyway.
That's a big no from me. I've got plenty of things to do with my time than play Dungeons & Dragons. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's never anything wrong with that. It's very imaginative and creative. But the idea is bring some of the interesting things that you know from your background and bring that to geocaching so we all get to have some devilish puzzles that we have no idea about.
Exactly. I'm just going to flick quickly to YouTube as well now. Kieran Hall, also known as Kingfisher AU, he says, sometimes to learn how to puzzle is to write puzzles themselves. Mm. And that's a very good point there. Extremely good point. if you want to learn some puzzles, yeah, do some puzzles yourself. And also, as I said before, just a quick plug again, this puzzle book not only teaches you about how to puzzle, but it also tells you how to place them, like put them out. You know, what things you can do, how to level up puzzles and all that sort of stuff. You know, as I said, I'm not a puzzler myself, but you know, it's one thing you can do whilst you're stuck inside in this particular point in time. So, yeah, you could also, you could even think up other different types of mystery caches. They don't have to be puzzles. Mm. And a mystery cache as well could be a challenge cache. So you could actually research, do your own research about what you can place as a challenge cache, what sort of style, know where you're going to place it, that sort of thing. Even the flicker an idea to the local reviewer, and they can come back saying yes or no in regards to that particular challenge and put out some cool challenge caches, guys. I don't think there could be some more cool challenge caches, I think.
Look, there's a lot of options, and although there is obviously a place for traditionals and a place for easy parking grabs, sometimes, and I guess that happens in urban environments, we get stuck in that sort of a scenario sometimes, but how good is it to have something a little meatier sometimes? That doesn't have to be difficult. Yeah. It doesn't have to be...
No.
Like, it doesn't have to, like, it, you know, kill your brain cells. But exactly. It's just something that... has a little bit more depth to it.
That's right. And I will throw out to this as well, and that is there used to be a little geoart in Helensburg, and it was actually in the shape of a puzzle. It was done by your friend and mine. And what I liked about that particular like style of puzzles was that he started like with a difficulty one, you know, and he had segments of the geoart which related to different types of puzzling. You know, and it got harder and harder and more difficult as it went along. And I thought, yeah, that's a great idea. So you do not have to have the hardest puzzle, people. It's not about that. It's about finding something that you like to do, you know. I could do a dancing puzzle. You could do a voting puzzle, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
Exciting. We won't even talk about the Queensland going to the polls this weekend in this particular period of time. But anyway, we'll keep geocaching related. Well, that would then bring us to our next segment, and that is to build your own cache. So after you've done your own puzzle or whatever else as well, how about, guys, you get out there and you build your own cache? Now, there's plenty of places we can look for, you know, on YouTube, Pinterest, all that sort of stuff. Get in your garage or wherever it may be, find out what you've got, and just build your own actual geocache and see, and whether it be a gadget cache, if that's the way you're inclined, go for it. But anything's better than a mint tin, let's be honest. Or if you're going to hide a mint tin, at least paint the bloody thing, Jesus.
what's wrong with a couple of magnets and a bit of tape, eh?
Oh, not
nothing
tape.
Like the classics.
Paint. No tape. Paint it. Yeah. And don't forget, guys, at this point in time, especially obviously we're talking New South Wales predominantly, but I dare say it's Australia-wide, that Bunnings is still open and is available, and that if you come up with this fantastic idea, you can actually, because that's part and parcel of you going out directly to Bunnings and coming directly back, and make sure you have your social distancing. So there you go.
I was going to then add on to that, to our next point, which would be learning a new skill. And like, let's say if you're learning how to build a cache, we have our very own Fix It Fingers Zalgarith in the house. And if you go and watch his YouTube channel, you may actually get some great hints and tips on some woodworking, basic woodworking that will help you to build your caches.
That's right.
But there's other things you could do, some, you know, some more brainy things, like maybe learning Morse code, because I've certainly had to decipher Morse code on more than one occasion, so that'd be good. And you don't realize just how fluent you might be in Rot 13. So if I spelt out ZNTARGVP, what does that spell?
I have no clue.
Magnetic.
Well, there you go.
Every time, how many times have you seen that listed? And you don't even have to read it to understand what they're saying when it's been encoded in Rot 13. So, you know, you can circumvent a few things there by learning a couple of those keywords.
True. I'm just going to flick to some of the live viewers at the moment. Pipes Down Under on YouTube says Bunnings New Zealand are currently closed and are tradies only. So thank you for that, Pipes. And John Buxton, good mate of mine, says Bunnings have squares on the floor to give you that social distance. A lot of places do now, which is really, really cool. Now, when it comes to making a new geocache, Matty RX on YouTube, I'm going to make a toilet paper themed cache to remember these troubled times. Well, there is actually toilet paper cakes that are being made at the moment, I've seen as well. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And John Marshton, also on YouTube, he says, make friends with a plumber working on a housing estate and you could get lots of the 50, 60, 90 and 100 mil bits of PVC pipe and some fittings as well. So there you go. So all these things you can do. But if you do make friends with a plumber, make sure you keep your social distance. So yeah, exactly. All right. What else do we have after that, Z? What else do we say?
Oh, well, the other thing we could also find some more new resources. So, like, say for New South Wales listeners, if you're creating a new cache or a new puzzle, you could use something like SixMaps, which is the spatial information exchange. And there is just oodles and oodles of information there if you are willing to go and dig around and have a play with that. Yeah. Another one that I sort of got onto in the last 12 months or so was the New South Wales Land Registry website. They have got so many bits and pieces in there. If you wanted to be, you know, make some clever observations about the world around us and, you know, use those within a cache. So there's lots of resources that we don't often tap into, which we can use for new caches.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I didn't even know any of those myself. So I do have a list. This is just my personal thing. I've got a bookmark list. A geocaching-related bookmark list. So after this podcast, I'm going to go on Google and look up those things and chuck them in, see what they're all about first, and then chuck them in my little geocaching bookmark list. So that's pretty cool. All right. After that, we have obviously discovering new resources and mapping out your next adventure. So after you do all that sort of stuff, we've got to look towards the future. You know, we've got to look towards what are we going to do, people, when this climate finished, when your isolation is finished, when when you can get back out and have fun again, you know. So plan your next adventure. And then what we're talking about when planning your next adventure, it could be the headquarters event in Seattle, you know. You can say, well, you know what, I'm going to save up some cash now if I can and I'm going to flick over to the headquarters event and do all that sort of stuff. It could be you're going to go to Whittlesea now instead. Because you're going to go to some of the other but they've been cancelled, so you're going to go to Whittlesea. You know, plan your next adventure. And when you plan your next adventure, Ziggy, what do you have to do if you plan to go somewhere? What does everyone do? The first thing we do?
Well, you have to listen to your local authorities. You're certainly not going out now.
No, I'm talking about when you're planning your new adventure. The first thing you do when you plan your adventure is you look at your geocaches that you're going to be next to, like around the hotel that you're going to stay in and all that sort of stuff, you see? That's what
so
I was thinking.
So track-minded. God.
That's what Alana says. But, yeah.
Again, too much information.
But, yeah, and have a look. We'll go back to what we said. Have a look at the puzzles that are around the area as well and try and fix up some of those puzzles now. Get them solved. And don't forget, guys, most apps themselves, once you solve them on the list and put the corrected coordinates in, they come up as the corrected coordinates. So I love that. Cashly's the best for it, I reckon. I'm a big Cashly fan, you know me. Not even sponsored or supported, but I'm a big Cashly fan. I love what I love. You know, that's what it is. So what else can we do after that?
There was one more extra point I wanted to put in with your planning. Consider going to some of the bushfire affected communities because you can imagine just how tough it is for those guys where first of all they've been smashed hard with the bushfires, then there's no tourism coming in, so their income has gone. So if you are planning a trip that's not necessarily mega related, do consider going to a bushfire affected community because we can all help them out.
See, and that's what we it's very easily to forget. You know what I mean? Like, you think about it, Australia, seriously, we had the bushfires, some floods, and now we got this. Each time, all of a sudden now, that's all that anyone think about is this coronavirus stuff, and all the bushfire stuff that's happened, like, within 6 months is all out the window. You know, there's no more advertising for that and all that sort of stuff. So that's a great idea, yeah. Make sure you hit up your bushfire-affected regions areas, guys, and still gives money back to the community, which is good. I think Geocaching New South Wales hosted an event recently, didn't we?
Did we? No, we were going to.
Oh, we were going to before everything happened. That's right.
We were planning to go to Kosciuszko.
Yeah, yeah. No, the one we were into, the other. The bushfire affected area event.
Oh, yes. So St. Albans. Yes. Oh, yes, God. Yeah, you weren't even there. Oh,
see,
God.
Now I know what happens when you don't put things in your show notes. See?
That's it.
This is off the cuff.
We went up to St. Albans. It's about sort of 2 hours drive from Sydney and 2 hours drive from the Central Coast. Mm-hmm. And we went out and had a nice lunch out there at a convict built inn out there. That was a small thing we could do.
Exactly. Now, just quickly saying as well, guys, Thomas, the tank engine, he said in the chat room as well, but we cannot allow to cross borders. Thomas, mate, we were actually talking about things you can do whilst in isolation, so within your own home. We're not talking about going out and getting caches anymore because we don't do that now at the moment. We're all holding back, mate, so that's the reason for it. So, yeah, we can't cross any borders at this point in time, but who knows? It's all going to open up again, like later on, surely. If not, I'm going to be in hell when it comes to trying to get to the US. All right. Well, what else can we do, Ziggy? We can, of course, listen to podcasts. Look at this, like this one here. Look how many people are on this one now. There's quite a few on tonight, which is really, really cool. Listen to your podcast, guys. Also on YouTube as well. You got to send people over to the YouTube channels. Now, YouTube can be done for either A, entertainment, and that sort of thing, or you can do for B as well, and that is to find out new caching ideas, like actual container ideas as well. There's plenty of stuff on there. I know West Virginia Tim, and that's his handle on YouTube as well. He happily videos every single one of his gadget caches and spoils it and says this is, and the reason for it is he says, I want you to replicate what I do. Let's make geocaching fun again. You know, let's hide these sort of containers out in the wild, do a spin-off of mine, copy exactly mine. He doesn't care. So make sure you have a look at that sort of stuff as well. So on YouTube and on the podcasts. So what have you got to say about that, Ziggy? I know you love your podcast, not so much YouTube, you're a podcast person. I know.
Oh,
you.
Oh, man, I'm a hardcore in the podcast. Just ask me, I'll give you a whole list of them. But I was also going to add, you could also go retro and you could listen to some of Darren Osborne's first podcasts. And yes, there are still some videos, some early videos that he did in the very early days of Geocaching New South Wales. And they're really great. They're really, really great to watch. And it really gives you an idea of how things were, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly right. And I've listened to a lot of his before I even started up this one. And yeah, they are fantastic. They are really. He does it out in the field as well. He does some out in the field, interviews people out in the field, and that, which is really, really cool. You know, back in the day, he was ahead of his time. Let's be honest. So, yeah, that's
absolutely
a great idea. Next up, Ziggy, what else can we do if we're locked away inside and we can't go out to geocache? What can we do?
Well, you need to keep your hands busy. And so you can make your own swag.
I thought you were going to keep this clean. Jeez.
No, make your own swag.
Oh, so,
and it's definitely something you get the kids involved in. Making some really unique and interesting little swag. And again, you can totally fall down a rabbit hole in Pinterest on that sort of thing. So that you've got some really lovely things that you can leave in caches. And we know that there's a couple of Sydney city teams who like to leave a few little calling cards, and they become quite well known for those little things that they leave in caches.
Oh, and, like, for instance.
Yeah.
Mr. A, Aries 44, he leaves the leaves little pegs in every single one of his. He writes Aries 44 and places a little peg in the cache as well. So I've seen that around.
Yeah, so... I mean, that's nice and small because they even fit into mint tins. But you can get any kind of craft activity that you can do with kids. Obviously, you just need to make it probably, weatherproof so that it'll last in caches.
Yeah.
That's a great family activity to do and certainly, keeps little hands busy.
And as you said, Pinterest would probably be the place to go to see all that sort of stuff on Pinterest. I mean, obviously, I looked it up a little bit this week. You know, and anything from key rings, you can make up these little key ring things to badges as well, little badges, pin badges that kids will collect and put on their blankets or put on their shirts, you know, anything at all. There's so much, so much. So that was really cool. Now, one thing I'll say as well, a massive shout out to Tattooed Squared and his family. Do you know what? I need to discuss what they're doing. Do you know what they're doing at the moment? I told you but not in this much depth. All right, I've got to get myself.
Yeah, give me the detail.
Yeah, I've got to get myself prepped. So the details of Tattooed Squared. Tattooed Squared is a family of four, husband and wife, and they've got a young daughter and a younger son. I think they are in primary school age, I do believe. So they're still quite nice, and they're very active geocachers in the area. Well, what they've done is this. They do virtual traveling every single day. So what they've done is they've got their rug, like on the kitchen, on the dining room, lounge room floor, got a rug. The rug is sectioned out. I think it's in like 47 different sections. Each section has a sticker on it, and it has a name of a country, you see. And what they do every morning is they put a blindfold on. They've made up a little virtual passport as well, like a little booklet, and they chuck their passport onto the rug. Wherever it lands, that's where they're going to go for the day. But when I say the day, they then roll a dice to see how many days they're going to be there, you see. So then they, in that one day, though, they will then research. They research how they're going to get there, how long it takes to go there, what language they might have to speak when they get there. They talk about, like, if they're going to go to a zoo or if they're going to go to a museum, what they would see, what they would learn, you see. So they research all of this. Which is ideal. It's absolutely perfect. And I've seen videos online, because what a little Tattooed Squared female does is she then vlogs her travels, you know. And when I say she vlogs her travels, I'm talking she does like the full-on vlog. Hi, guys. You know, today we're going to go to the good old US of A. And she's researched it on the computer. She then records like some beaches on the computer and stuff. And then she goes through and does all the video editing as well, you know. So this is her day. That's her day.
That's fabulous. You're going to have to share that link with us so that we can all go and have a look.
Yeah, it's a private link, unfortunately, because of involved, you know, and whatnot. So,
but really, that's such a great idea, and because it depends on the age of the kids, you can then scale that to make that age appropriate.
Exactly right. Exactly, you can make it whatever age you want. And you know what? The videos themselves, they've been quite funny. So Danielle, that's the mum, right? In some cases, there's video of her being knocked out to be put into the taxi because she's scared of flying, you know, that sort of thing. And when she gets knocked out and put in a taxi, they chuck her in the back seat of the family car, and then the young boy pretends to drive, you know, vroom, 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 vroom to the airport, you know, and then they get her out and they put her on the plane and all this sort of stuff. I saw today, she was even vlogging herself on the plane, and she's like, oh, today I had a little bit of extra money up my sleeve, so I'm in first class, you know. And she's looking around, and she's got the bigger seats out, like, you know, like the lounge was first class, you know. So all that sort of stuff. So it's really, really cool. Really, really cool. Guys, Gary Tattersall, here he is here. He's happy to add people. That's him there, Gary Tattersall. Now, if he's on YouTube at the moment, click on the YouTube, his link, or go to Gary Tattersall on his Facebook page. And if you're not friends with him, send him a quick message and he can help you with that. Gary Tattersall, that's the dad of Tattooed Squared. So, yeah, so I said to him, oh, can I talk about what you guys are doing for this isolation? I think it is brilliant, you know. I mean, you think about it, it ticks so many educational boxes as well. You know,
I've got a year 12 student who's having to do that kind of mapping, how long does it take to get from here to here and distances and all that sort of thing. So, you know, they're already covering all that just on a much bigger scale.
That's right, exactly. And I love I'm waiting for the fact that Gary, I don't know if he's done it or not, although is where they've gone. They've need to research the geocaching map as well and solve problems that are in the area. You know, so that's another one he could do as well. So it's really, really cool. All right. Thank you so much to Tattooed Squared for that fantastic idea. And thank you for letting me sort of broadcast what you guys are actually doing in this time of isolation. All right. Well, so we have getting involved with your geocaching community. And what we mean by that, guys, is don't be a hermit crab. You know, don't sit inside your house by yourself and just, you know, literally self-isolate. See, I don't like the word socially isolate or social distance. I'd rather it called physical distance. So you physically distance yourself from people, but you don't socially distance yourself. Mm. You know, reach out to people, guys. There's plenty of places. I mean, What's one place that you're off the top of your head, Ziggy, that
I'm advocating for New South Wales, I'm going to suggest the geocaching chat in Sydney and New South Wales. So that covers everyone in New South Wales, and anyone can have a chat, because there are heaps of local community-based groups, which is great because they mobilise themselves when they need to. But we've got nearly 100 people there, but it means that we can talk about topics that are related to New South Wales and Sydney more broadly.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And whichever state or territory you're in, guys, if you're listening to this, there is a geocaching page somewhere for you, whether it be a state page. I know Victoria have got a state page, for instance, as well. If not, just there's always going to be a page somewhere on Facebook. You know what I mean? Isn't there, if you're in New South Wales and you don't know whether there's a Facebook page for you, isn't there a link?
There's a website called geocaching.sydney. And there's a list of links on there.
Yeah, that's the one. Geocaching.sydney, that's the one I was after. There's a list of links on that one, guys. So if that's for New South Wales only, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly.
But then it's really important to highlight another really important geocaching community, and that's Geocaching Australia. Geocaching Australia has got forums. So if you're not a Facebook kind of person, you do have an opportunity to participate in a forum, which is a different style of discussion. So there's plenty of opportunities to talk to people on the Geocaching Australia forums. Another part of being involved with Geocaching Australia, they still have locationless caches available.
I don't talk about this. I've looked at it. You know me. You know my stance.
I know, but the advantage of a locationless cache, if you do your research on which ones you do, you don't have to leave your house to do them. So this is actually something that you can do in isolation.
But do they actually count to your numbers on GC.com? No.
But if that's what matters to you, that's cool. But other people like different challenges and different opportunities.
And you know what? I will say this: you can learn something from it as well. You know, you could learn about an area from it. You could learn different puzzle types, you know, that sort of thing too. So,
there's plenty of tools and those sort of things available. But one of the big parts of that community that's coming up tomorrow is actually Geocaching Australia's 17th birthday. And unfortunately, all the events that would have been in real life are no longer in real life, but there are heaps of virtual events going on. So I recommend you get over to Geocaching Australia, go and have a look at the events that are in your part of the country, and there's bound to be a virtual event going on that you can participate in tomorrow.
Yeah. There you go. And again, guys, that's just a good valid point, and that is to jump online and just have a chat. Have a chat to friends. Have a chat to people who also enjoy the same hobby in which you enjoy, whether it be, GC.com or GCA.com.au. It doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like, either way, we all do the same thing, guys. We all are geocachers, you know.
That's right. And the last thing I wanted to remind people of in terms of community is Geocaching New South Wales has a Geocache of the Month. And we look for nominations every month, but sometimes it's a bit skinny on the ground because everyone's too busy caching to be able to put their nominations in. Exactly. But now I encourage people to go back through their favourites list and have a look at the ones that they, at least they've noted at some point was a favourite, and see if you can nominate those, and then we will have those ready to vote on for the following month. So highly recommend.
New South Wales. New South Wales.
That's for New South Wales. I know other states do other types of awards and voting scenarios. So absolutely. Get online onto our forums or onto our Facebook page, and you can vote for Geocache of the Month.
That's the perfect time to do it, guys. This is the perfect time to do all the things you've been holding off to do. You know, this self-isolation stuff is not that bad and it's not that hard. I'll say that right now. I mean, as I said before in the beginning of the podcast, I've been in self-isolation by myself in my house. I did go out yesterday and mow the lawns. I was allowed to do that. So I mowed my lawns yesterday. So. I can hear your hubby sneezing. You got Corona at home.
Well, he's the only one who's been out today, so maybe I should stay away.
But yeah, guys, what I was going to say is that it's not hard to do, you know, and I'm by myself. I don't even have anyone else here to talk to on a regular basis, you know. I've literally relied purely upon, you know, social media. Whether it be, I also, Ziggy, guess what I'm on now? I'm on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. I know, with all the twins and the teenagers, all these TikTok stuff. You know what? It's a bit of fun. I did a video, when was it, like it was 2 days ago?
Yeah, I think I saw it.
It's got 92,000 views. 92,000.
You've missed your audience. You thought you had it sorted here, but it's over there.
No, I'm going to TikTok, babe. I'm going to be doing all the dances, you know.
Just no singing.
No. You can do your voiceover. They do voiceover stuff, so you don't have to sing, you see, because, I mean, let's be honest, for a singer, I'm a good dancer, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we know.
Exactly. All right. So what do we got to look forward to, guys? And also that's the other thing we're going to say as well, is look forward to something right at the end. And that is look forward to getting out again. Look forward to getting out and playing this game. Going to these community events that will be relisted. If your community event has been retracted, that's all it is retracted. You can relist it later on after this thing's finished. So look forward to hosting these events. Look forward to things, big things. Like, I'm so looking forward to Seattle still. You're like, Seattle for me is going to be huge.
Look, fingers crossed.
Exactly.
That America can sort itself out.
By Easter, Trump says. Easter. Exactly. What are you looking forward to, Ziggy?
Look, I think it's just literally just getting out the door and just going for a good solid walk. I've got my own personal goals and things, and I'm going, that's probably all gone out the window. But, you know, honestly, it doesn't matter. And I don't think anyone's going to look back at you poorly and think, oh, well, you stuffed those stats up, you know. Everyone knows we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same situation. And, we'll get there in the end.
Exactly. And in actual fact, if you go, I reckon by the end of this year, we'll give it the end of the year. By the end of the year, if you go to an event at the end of the year and you say to someone, oh, what, you're on a streak? They go, yeah, I'm on a streak. Oh, what's your streak at the moment? And they go, more than a year, you're gonna look down upon them. You're going to go, you went out in the time you weren't allowed to go out.
And maybe they're still carrying a disease. You don't know. So you might want to isolate from them.
Exactly. And OzFox in YouTube, they say there'll be plenty of unloved caches down. Yes, there will. So, guys, look forward to that sort of stuff as well. Absolutely. John Buxton said for the community event pages, guys, you've got to resubmit the same page. You can't actually make a new page with a new GC code. You've got to resubmit the same page. So if you have a look in your GC.com website, your actual page, it'll have unpublished there, and it'll have a number one next to unpublished. You click on that, and once this thing's all finished, and then republish it. If you wish to move it because of other things, such as if you want to move it outdoors instead of indoors or whatever else you want to do, the business is not available anymore that you can have dinner in, that sort of thing, you can do that, but you relist the same page, resubmit the same page. So thanks very much for that, John. Thank you very, very much indeed. All right. We got anything else to say?
Look, I think we are all pretty creative and imaginative lot, really, and we could probably come up with a whole bunch more ideas. So pop them into the onto the YouTube page, or send them into one of the Facebook chats. If you've got any great ideas, or if you're running a puzzle solving Zoom session, then just let everybody know. We can all join in, and we can all participate in that kind of a collaborative online effort to maybe do some puzzle solving.
Exactly. And Flowerpot Man on YouTube, he's got a great point as well. He says, I've stopped working on my find calendar. He said, there's always next year to finish it. You know what? And that is so true. And if you stop what you're doing now, and if we all hunker down, this thing will go away quicker, number one. And number two is that everyone will be safe. You know, everyone that we're talking to now, everyone that that's listening in will all be nice and safe, and, you know, everything will be well. Everything will be good. So, yes. That's the only thing I would like to say, guys, before we cut this one's end, and that is stay safe out there, guys. Stay safe. You know, if that means be at home, if you don't need to be out, don't go out. You know, stay safe and enjoy what this geocaching pastime can be, bring to us indoors rather than outdoors. All right, guys, I'm going to leave it off there. And thank you so much for joining me tonight. And next week is the actual podcast itself. And that's on Friday, the 3rd of April, is the next episode of the Geocaching Down Under podcast. And it is the very last episode of the Geocaching podcast, episode number 20, leaving it on a round figures, which is cool. So, yeah, make sure you join us up for that. So anything else that you would like to add before we close this show out, Ziggy?
No, I just wanted to say, everyone, look after each other, look after your neighbours, look after your friends, and we're just like little caterpillars in our cocoons, and we're all going to be butterflies at the end of this when we all emerge out of this.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Sarah Teasdale, I'll just quickly say on Facebook, she says that the Jasmine grid might be tricky for April 2020. Probably maybe Sarah in regards to different countries, because I know New Zealand and Australia at the moment, they've stopped publishing, so they're not publishing at all. But they, you know what? Oh, I think I forgot to tell you, they're still publishing caches in the US. New Jersey published today. New Jersey were publishing. New Jersey, like the second highest state of infection, still publishing. So unbelievable, unbelievable. All right, guys, thank you so much. And we're going to play this out now. Oh, if I can press the right button. Here we go. Here we go. All right, guys. Thanks to everyone who jumped on the live YouTube broadcast tonight. Make sure you follow on all our social media pages so you don't miss any of the GeoCat chat. This podcast can be downloaded on any of your favorite apps. And make sure you join in next week for the Geocaching Down Under podcast. I'm Tim Marcello. I'm over and out.